I'm his head of house, and I shall decide how hard or otherwise to be, said Snape curtly. Follow me, Draco. They left, Snape leading the way, Malfoy looking resentful. Harry stood there for a moment, irresolute, then said, I'll be back in a bit, Luna. Bathroom. All right, she said cheerfully, and he thought he heard her, as he hurried off into the crowd, resume the subject of the Rotfang conspiracy with Professor Trelawney, who seemed sincerely interested. It was easy, once out of the party, to pull his invisibility cloak out of his pocket and throw it over himself, for the corridor was quite deserted. What was more difficult was finding Snape and Malfoy. Harry ran down the corridor, the noise of his feet masked by the music and loud talk still issuing from Slughorn's office behind him. Perhaps Snape had taken Malfoy to his office in the dungeons. Or perhaps he was escorting him back to the Slytherin common room. Harry pressed his ear against door after door as he dashed down the corridor until, with a great jolt of excitement, he crouched down to the keyhole of the last classroom in the corridor and heard voices. Cannot afford mistakes, Draco, because if you are expelled...
I didn't have anything to do with it, all right?
I hope you are telling the truth, because it was both clumsy and foolish. Already you are suspected of having a hand in it.
Who suspects me? Said Malfoy angrily. For the last time, I didn't do it, okay? That bell girl must have had an enemy no one knows about. Don't look at me like that. I know what you're doing. I'm not stupid, but it won't work. I can stop you.
There was a pause, and then Snape said quietly, Ah, Aunt Bellatrix has been teaching you occlumency, I see. What thoughts are you trying to conceal from your master, Draco?
I'm not trying to conceal anything from him. I just don't want you butting in.
Harry pressed his ear still more closely against the keyhole. What had happened to make Malfoy speak to Snape like this? Snape, toward whom he had always shown respect, even liking.
So that is why you've been avoiding me this term. You have feared my interference. You realize that had anybody else failed to come to my office when I had told them repeatedly to be there, Draco?
So, put me in detention. Report me to Dumbledore, jeered Malfoy.
There was another pause, then Snape said,
You know perfectly well that I do not wish to do either of those things.
You'd better stop telling me to come to your office, then.
Listen to me, said Snape,
his voice so low now that Harry had to push his ear very hard against the keyhole to hear.
I am trying to help you. I swore to your mother I would protect you. I made the unbreakable vow, Draco.
Looks like you'll have to break it then, because I don't need your protection. It's my job. He gave it to me, and I'm doing it. I've got a plan and it's going to work. It's just taking a bit longer than I thought it would.
What is your plan?
It's none of your business.
If you tell me what you are trying to do, I can assist you.
I've got all the assistance I need, thanks. I'm not alone.
You were certainly alone tonight, which was foolish in the extreme, wandering the corridors without lookouts or backup. These are elementary mistakes.
I would have had Crabbe and Goyle with me if you hadn't put them in detention.
Keep your voice down,
spat Snape, for Malfoy's voice had risen excitedly.
If your friends, Crabbe and Goyle, intend to pass their defense against the Dark Arts OWL this time around, they will need to work a little harder than they are doing at present.
What does it matter? Said Malfoy. Defense against the Dark Arts. It's all just a joke, isn't it? An act like any of us need protecting against the Dark Arts.
It is an act that is crucial to success, Draco,
said Snape.
Where do you think I would have been all these years if I had not known how to act? Now listen to me. You are being incautious, wandering around at night, getting yourself caught. And if you are placing your reliance in assistants like Crabbe and Goyle,
they're not the only ones. I've got other people on my side. Better people.
Then why not confide in me? And I can...
I know what you're up to. You want to steal my glory.
There was another pause, then Snape said coldly,
You are speaking like a child.
I quite understand that your father's capture and imprisonment has upset you, but...
Harry had barely a second's warning. He heard Malfoy's footsteps on the other side of the door and flung himself out of the way, just as it burst open. Malfoy was striding away down the corridor, past the open door of Slughorn's office, around the distant corner, and out of sight. Hardly daring to breathe, Harry remained crouched down as Snape emerged slowly from the classroom. His expression unfathomable, he returned to the party. Harry remained on the floor, hidden beneath the cloak, his mind racing.